You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and today we're joined by Henry Powell Davis. Henry, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
So first of all, before we get into, you're a very keen runner, before we get into all the running of it all, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
I was born at 25 weeks, and I'll be 30 later this year, so I've lived with a vision impairment all my life. I was born weighing 2.5 pounds as well, so I've always struggled in day-to-day life with, you know, things like sports. I was quite an academic kid at school, so for me, you know, it's just become normal for me living with a visual impairment, and I kind of don't think anything different in terms of living with it.
It's interesting you saying that you've had your sight loss since birth, whereas others have perhaps lost their sight and had to adapt to a new way of living following diagnosis. With you always having what you've had, what adaptations do you have to make at school or further education beyond that just to be able to navigate your way through life?
So I'll always remember when I was at secondary school, so when I came into year seven, or I had a assessment done, and they put these yellow strips, so people might be aware of, you know, train stations, those kind of strips in terms of making it easier to see steps, and that really helped me sort of going up and down steps in the school. But then other kind of things was around, you know, exams and extra time in terms of doing exams, having to read the font. So I had like A3 sized exam papers and things like that, and that continued into university. I did chemistry at uni, and there I had a person in the lab to support me in terms of doing the experiments and things like that. So yeah, I've always had support, but it was only kind of later in life when I started uni that I felt more comfortable asking for that help. I always was quite worried about asking for help as a young child, mostly because I felt like I didn't fit in.
You almost don't want to allow yourself to have special treatment despite needing it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's that thing of you just want to be normal, and it's almost that thing of, you know, denial when it comes to having a disability. And I think for me, as I've grown up, and I'll come on to it when it comes to the running, but for me, a big part of what I'm doing here isn't, you know, about really good performances, but it's more raising awareness of disability in sport, and that people can do these hard things despite having, you know, those challenges that they faced perhaps all their life.
Well, you mentioned it there, so let's get into it. You're a very keen runner. How did you get into running?
I started running whilst at university, so when I was at Cardiff Uni in 2018. I did the Cardiff Half Marathon. Can't remember now. I think I did that just under 2.5 hours. But unfortunately, I got injured during that race. So I then was out of running for a good number of years and came back to it in May last year, really with the goal of not just raising awareness of disability in sport, but ultimately, you know, proving to myself that I could do something that previously, you know, I thought wasn't for me. And yeah, as I say, May last year, I started getting back into running. And for me, it wasn't as well just about raising awareness. It's that mental health aspect as well that a lot of people will talk about when it comes to running, the positive benefits, not just physically, but mentally as well. Yeah, and really since then, there's been ebbs and flows. I've actually got a half marathon coming up at the end of May this year in Edinburgh, so that's going to be really good fun, and I'll be raising money for the R&IB during that as well. And then my first marathon, so this will be my first one in October this year in Amsterdam. So again, raising money for the R&IB and really hopefully showing people with disabilities that, you know, no matter the challenges they face, they can do hard things. And it's really about giving yourself permission to try, because I think that's the hardest thing when you have a disability, is you almost feel unable to take that first step, which, you know, when it comes to running, that's all you need to do.
So raising money for the R&IB, what was your first contact with the organisation, and when did you decide that you wanted to fundraise for them?
So funnily enough, I saw an advert on social media for fundraising for the R&IB. Someone was doing it for the London Marathon. So I think 1% of people get into that. So, you know, I thought I'd set my sights on a smaller European marathon. So that's where the idea for Amsterdam came up. And for me, it was really about raising money, and it's not just about the target and the amount that I'm fundraising, but it's about, you know, through my content. So I'm using Instagram and TikTok to document my journey, and it's showing people with disabilities that they can, you know, step outside of that comfort zone and have that confidence, hopefully, to get into running as well.
And if people want to find you on the old social media, what are your handles?
Yeah, so really straightforward. So HPD runs, so my initials, so Hotel Papa Delta, the word runs, all one word, and that's the same on Instagram and TikTok.
And my final question for you, Henry, is have you got any advice perhaps for somebody in a similar situation to yourself, or maybe they've recently been diagnosed with a sight condition and they want to, whether that be get out running or just take part in any sport or physical activity, what would that advice be?
One thing is to be kind to yourself. I think it's so easy to compare yourself to people, you know, who don't live with sight loss, but equally to yourself prior to perhaps being diagnosed with a condition. And ultimately, like I said before, it's about giving yourself permission to take that first step. And ultimately, you'll be really surprised at the confidence you can build, you know, over the weeks, months, years of doing a sport. And again, hopefully you can inspire others to do the same.
Absolutely. Well, Henry Pearl Davis, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. And best of luck with the Amsterdam Marathon, raising money for the RNIB.
Thanks so much, David.